Yeah, you need an initial hole. I don't care if my pants get wet. Where's the lid?
Welcome into Keep It About Ball, bitch.
Just a splash.
Shitbag lizard people.
Yeah, bro, QB2 is Aiden O'Connell.
Fuck Sean Payton.
Yeah, when you add up the pick value, yeah, when you crunch the numbers. Who the fuck's Jennifer?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alright,
guys. That was pretty sounds like fantasy related.
Alright, and welcome into ZPR Sports, a podcast by Zach, Brady, and Reed, if they're here with me. We talk KC Royals, NBA, NFL, fantasy football, both Dynasty and Redraft, whatever format you want to call Scott Fishbowl. I am Zach, the Z and the Zebra here, of course, with the big B for Brady, and the man himself, the legend, the soft R, the homie Reed. Fellas, on a scale from as soft as Reed's R to absolutely throbbingly rock hard, how excited are you guys for week one?
Oh man, dude, the anticipation's killing me. I've been waiting for months, and I just can't believe we're here now. Just 3 days away, even if it's Ravens Chiefs.
That's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah. We'll get into the Ravens Chiefs.
Yeah, we definitely will.
Yeah, my excitement is off the Richter scale, man. I'm losing my mind over here. Just chomping at the bits.
Fancy.
I have people who can play Thursday night, and I necessarily don't want my lineup, but I almost want to play them just to have a stake in the game.
Right.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, fuck it. Let it ride. Full send. All right, well, let's not waste too much time. We got a doozy of a show. We're going to go through our record predictions for the AFC. We'll give our picks for the Ravens at the Chiefs. I think it's at the Chiefs, right?
Yes.
Yep. And then the Eagles and the Packers for week one. We just completed a draft for our PPR League of Record for the show, the ZBR Podcast League. So we'll get in some quick thought about that. And then we're going to make some predictions for week one of our Dynasty League. Before we do all that, and please make sure you drop us a subscribe, like, 5-star review, wherever you're listening to us from. Help make the show more visible to people looking to find their content. So let's bust into these predictions like they're fertile, starting with the AFC. Let's go north, east, south, west, and we'll each give our records for the teams in each division and kind of discuss them and see if there's any hot takes or see if we're kind of on the same page here. Let's start with Reed, AFC North. What you got?
I have the Baltimore Ravens going 13-4. I think they're still going to be very good. They added Derrick Henry. They always draft very well. Nate Wiggins they drafted?
The corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they drafted because Terry Arnold went to the Lions. So, yeah, Nate Wiggins went to Baltimore, and they just always draft well. I think they'll still be really good at 13-4 this year. Cleveland Browns, I think they'll be kind of somewhat relevant with their defense still. I have them going 6-11. I kind of slept on them last year and had them 3-14, and they absolutely made me eat crow on that.
Yeah.
Then the Cincinnati Bengals, 10-7. I kind of almost feel like they could be worse. I've heard all people say the vibes aren't good there. Yeah, Jamar Chase holding out early. That's just not sounding very good over there. Then Pittsburgh, I'm still fading them a second year in a row, 7-10. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay, that's fair. That's
I think I had them 7-10 last year as well. So yeah.
That's only a game off of where I had them. What did you say you had the Ravens and the Browns at?
Ravens are 13-4, and the Browns are 6-11.
Interesting. I also have the Browns being pretty bad. 5-12, so we're only a game off there. And I'm only a game off with the Steelers, too. I had them at 8-9. And I did kind of think, I was like, well, since I have them 8-9, you could just pick any game in there you want, I don't care which one, and give him the dub just because it's Mike Thomas, and I'm just going to assume that instead of 8-9, he'll go 9-8. He'll find a way to win one of those games.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, after that, I got both the Ravens and the Bengals going 13-4. But with the Ravens, their division record 5-1, and then the Bengals 2-4 in division. So I had the Ravens winning the division there. But yeah, I think the Ravens. I slept on them last year. I think I might have said they were gonna finish last, honestly, in the division. Low key, I think I might have said that.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is wild. Probably one of my worst takes of the season. Mm-hmm. But not going to do that again this year. I'd rather be on the other wrong side of this, I guess. I don't know. But I think it'll be right. I think they'll be pretty good. No reason for them not to. The best running back Lamar has ever had with him, that should be a nasty duo. You know Harbaugh's going to find a way to make it work. And they got a good defense. And like you said, Reid, there's always a good team. They draft well. You know the people on the team are going to be good. And for the Bengals, I think they're going to be good. I think Chase plays, and I think if everyone's healthy, it's going to be a really nice offense, but it's kind of a tough division, so I had them 2-4, because I could see them getting knocked around a little bit, because their defense isn't quite as good as Baltimore's, I would say.
For sure.
What about you, Brady?
Well, I think we're pretty on par with our predictions, pretty close anyway. I also have the Ravens and Bengals going 13-4, with the Ravens edging them out, and also a division record. They split their matchups, but Ravens just are better with an AFC competition and division record. Steelers, this is the year, man, that they finally just don't have enough to get to 500. They're going to finish 6-11. It's just only so much Mike Tomlin can do. And quarterback uncertainty, man, it's just, this is the year it's really going to catch up. And the Browns, with their defense, they're going to get at least 8 wins, so I got to meet 9. I think Deshaun Watson and whoever their backup is, I think the backup's probably going to play quite a bit just because of...
Yeah, I was about to say, I think Watson's good.
I think DTR is probably going to play a lot, so...
That's they got Jameis.
They have Jameis too?
Yeah.
I know they like DTR as well. Yeah. But their defense is really good still. Really tough. You know, Stefanski's a good coach, so I'm giving him at least 8 wins. So.
Low-key, I think Jameis might be better for that team at this point.
Might be, because he if we're has honest. A don't-give-a-fuck mentality. He's
He'll make the best out of Amari Cooper and Jerry Jeudy. And if there's anything left to Nick Chubb, then that team could be good. But
absolutely.
For Cleveland, that kind of hinges on that with me. If Chubb comes back and he's like his old self and he really is just that freakish dude, then I probably have a better record than 6-11 for them. Or what did I? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got mixed up. But, All right, we can move on to the AFC East. Brady, what you got going on here?
Well, this is, I guess, controversial between all of us, but I have the Jets being really bad this year. I think Rodgers, whether he gets injured or it's just the drama that's already happening with Garrett Wilson and himself at practice and not showing up and no camaraderie really being built, I think it's just all going to implode on that franchise this year, and it's going to be really bad. So I have him going 2-15. It's just going to be just a snowball avalanche of just bullshit and New York drama.
And I get what you're saying. I just feel like, I think that even if that does happen, mm-hmm. their defense, they're not going to be 2-15. The defense gets them at least like 4 or 5 wins. I mean, they had like 6-7 wins last year with Zach Wilson?
I guess I'm guessing they're at their floor. Really, I think they have potential to win at least 5 or 6, but...
Potential win 5 or 6. That's
I'm really low on the Jets this year, man. I'll die on this hill. Also, really bad this year, and they might be the worst team in the NFL. That's your New England Patriots. I had them going 2-15 as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's fair.
That's because first year head coach, defensive minded with a rookie quarterback in Jacoby Brissett. Not saying they won't be competitive in some games, but maybe down the stretch, like when Drake May takes over, that they could like have some like life. you know, we're like, okay, maybe we're going somewhere, but like, I just got to see it before I can really say the Patriots are moving in a really good direction.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I don't.
And I'm not trying to really shit on it. It's just like, and honestly, a high draft pick with a rebuilding roster is good.
It's totally fair to shit on the Patriots right now.
So I also have them at 2-15. I don't think they lit finish. I think I actually have them beating the Jets out for last place. I'd have to go back and look, but Bills 9-8. I think it's going to be a really up and down year for the Bills, just because losing Stephon Diggs. I mean, this is another year with this group that I think might just be getting worn out, and maybe the Super Bowl window is closing. And I think they just missed the playoffs, so by the way, at 9-8. And then the division winners, Dolphins 12-5. Pretty solid year. I still don't trust them in like a cold environment, but explosive team. They should get 12 wins and win the division, just with the Bills kind of going in the wrong direction, and then the Jets and the Dolphins, or Jets and the Patriots being bad.
Hell yeah.
So,
you want to go next week?
Yeah. I have the Buffalo Bills kind of close to where Brady had, 10-7. Up and down year, going to struggle to find their identity a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
New England Patriots, not count them out as bad as Brady. Had them going 4-13, still not great, but definitely not good. Jets, assuming Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy and average, the offense has weapons, the defense is really good. I think they win the division at 11-6. Miami Dolphins, I have them kind of falling a little short at 7-10, having an off year, injuries and whatnot. Jalen Waddle hurt, not practicing for a while. Tyreek's already got a thumb issue. I think it's all just gonna build up for him this year.
What'd you say the record was?
7-10.
7-10.
The Dolphins.
I love it. We're all on the opposite side of this Jets thing, so it should be fun heading into this year.
Yeah, we gotta have something to be conflicted on.
For sure. I love it.
So I have the Bills going 10-7, kind of like you guys said, just kind of back and forth all the year, except I have them winning their last five games.
Okay, they're kind of hot.
After a loss from the 49ers, they have their bye, come back, play the 49ers, I think lose, then beat the Rams, Lions, Patriots, Jets, and Patriots again. I think three of those games are incredibly winnable. And if they can get past the Jets and the Lions, that should be pretty doable. But I think those two games are going to be tough, because we'll get into the NFC on Saturday. But I do have the Lions being pretty good this year. And the Jets, I said same with Reed, and I was actually looking at the Dolphins record. I had the Dolphins 11-6 winning the division. But the Jets, I have 10-7. So I guess just a game below Reed. And they are a playoff team. And then the Patriots 5-12, and honestly, that's too high for the Patriots. That's just like the fan in me, like giving them a couple extra. I think it's like a 3-win roster, honestly. I'm not sold on Jerod Mayo yet. I'm not really convinced he's the dude, and that we're not going to be saying, hey, Mike Vrabel, what's up by the end of the season.
I thought he should have been the hire.
I thought so too, and I really wish he would have been. He would have been the ideal fit. Like, I don't know why they wanted Jerod Mayo so bad. I think he could have. He wasn't even the defensive coordinator. He was a linebackers coach. So why not bring in Vrabel under the condition Jerod gets promoted to DC or some shit like that? Like, I bet you Mike could work with it. Because he's worked with Jerod. I'm pretty sure they played together too.
Yeah.
So that would actually be a really cool coaching duo.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. So, honestly, I just kind of hope that until the O-line proves they can block, because the starter unit was getting cooked by like second and third string defensive linemen. Until they prove they can block, I kind of hope they just keep Drake May on the bench.
But you hope his development.
Yeah. Let him study for a year, get used to the NFL stage, and hope that he's QB1 and that we get another top five pick. And go back at it like that. But yeah, I got the Dolphins winning the division. Jets 10-7, Bills 10-7, and I think if I remember correctly, I can actually pull up the bracket right here. I believe the Jets did not make the playoffs. It was Buffalo, yeah, that edged them out to get in there. So they're at 10-7. So
the AFC is hard, man.
Yeah, it is. Very competitive. Very competitive. We can go ahead and move on to the AFC South. I'll go ahead. I'll start this one. I got the Colts. Not good. 5-12, 0-6 in division.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I think Anthony Richardson, he's definitely going to be, like, fun.
Right.
I just don't know if he's going to win them games consistently, really. You know, I don't know if that really makes any sense. But they got some weapons, and the defense is decent. They do have a nice offensive line, so I think I might be a little too low on the Colts. I think that would be fair to say, but that's just where I had them. Jaguars, got them winning the division, 12-5, 5-1 in division. Think they're going to be really good. Texans, got them 11-6, 4-2 in division, and then Titans, 7-10. 2-4 in division.
Okay. Yeah, not too far off on your Colts prediction. I don't think they're going to be very good either, personally.
So. Yeah, it is. Like, for the Texans, I guess I didn't really say much about them, but
mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be really good, and I think they are, they're going to have some moments. I think they're going to be kind of like a... They're going to knock off some really good teams throughout the year, but I think they're also going to... They're kind of young.
Here's
plus Stephon Diggs, who's a diva, so I think there's going to be some dumb mistakes or dumb moments along the way that maybe cost them a game
or
two.
Their comparison would be the AFC Cowboys.
Hey.
Maybe.
Really explosive team, but probably not going to win like the big one because just...
I don't think that's...
Mistakes.
I don't think that at all.
Anyways, whoever wants to go.
AFC, like, Dollar General AFC version of the Cowboys.
You're trying to find a way to still hate on CJ Stroud, huh? Being a bust,
not
by the way.
Not necessarily. Just
CJ's definitely not a bust.
No,
I
obviously was wrong about that, but, like, not even trying to show
them. Their defense should be solid.
I just don't think there is... I'm high on them as, like... I mean, I am pretty high on them, but, like... Yeah, I guess... Should I go next here?
Just let me say about the Titans. I just think that Levis is going to be all right, and it's going to be like, all right, we can have the guy.
Yeah.
Hopkins is still good, but he's getting older. Ridley, I think, should have at least one more really good year. Mm-hmm. Tyler Boyd's solid, but he's getting older. And Pollard, he's how old? He's 26. I guess that's not bad.
Yeah,
but I don't really know.
He's probably got 2 years left.
Maybe in a split, he'd be all right. He should be all right there with Spears.
Yeah.
So I think they'll be all right, but the defense, they can't stop shit, I don't think. So I think that's why they're 7-10. I think if they had a better defense, they might be closer to like a 9-win team.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can go ahead then.
Okay, I also have the Jags winning the division 13-4. I think they're going to be really good this year. I think if Trevor Lawrence stays healthy like he was supposed to last year, they're trying to be like probably the 1 seed last year. Yeah, I like the Jaguars for the division. Not down on the Texans. I think they finished 12-5. I think they have explosive weapons. But they kind of remind me of the Cowboys. I just think like they're just gonna falter when the biggest moment happens. And
I think that's fair. They're still young,
and they're
so
young.
Yeah,
it's not hating on them. It's just
I think that's where the difference where there's maybe the pushback where it's like the Dallas. It's because. They're Dallas, and that's what
yeah,
they're
I'm not
doing.
Trying
like
to like
Houston. They're just
young. I'm not trying
is
to.
Is that where their pushback was?
Really? I'm more comparison to the team itself rather than the brand is what I'm saying. You know, like no hate because I have them winning 12 fucking games. The Colts though, we're pretty close. I actually have them 4-13. I think they're gonna be bad.
Okay.
I don't think Anthony Richardson is gonna be good at all. Accuracy issues and just. He wasn't even that good in college either. Why he has proven nothing to even be drafted as high as he was too. It just didn't make sense.
That makes me feel good to know I'm not the lowest person
on
the Colts.
Yeah, dude, I don't get it. I think they have nice pieces, weapons, Pittman, Taylor, you know, but
Richardson's going to hold them back. And the Titans 5-12.
Okay.
So.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't. Levis is going to flash. I don't know if he is the guy yet. We'll see. If he is, they might push more to like 8 wins, but. With just uncertainty with Levis, I kind of have more closer to 5 wins.
Yeah.
But it could, yeah, like, Levis, if he takes that next step, then, yeah, I could see them being close to 500.
So I have the Texans going 12-5, winning the division. I'm low on the Colts, just like you guys, 3-14.
Oh, even lower.
We each get progressively a game worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just wait till I get to the Titans.
Oh no.
So the Jaguars.
Oh boy, Will.
Jaguars are gonna try their hardest. They're still not where they need to be, but I think they'll be 10-7.
Okay.
Solid. Titans. I think that their defense is going to be the death of them this year. They are going 1-16.
Ooh wee!
I'm not saying Will Levis is going to be losing them games, but I'm saying that defense is going to be sucking air.
Might be getting hurt at that point. Oh man.
Yeah.
I think Levis is due for more than one win personally. So.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But you know, like I said, like that team is really mid. They could. Really just depends on Levis, honestly. If they go 1-16, I would imagine he gets hurt.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. And I would say for the Jaguars, I only have them a game better than you do, but I think they're gonna be a lot better than you. And I think this is gonna be the year that the media is really gonna have to put some respect on Doug Peterson's name. He's one of the better coaches they kinda like to shit on.
He is.
Oh, well, Doug Peterson, Jacksonville, like,
Curtis way out of Philly, like, shut the fuck up.
Not his fault they fire coaches, like, fire every...
Yeah, they fire Andy Reid, like...
Dog, like...
How are you
gonna give Doug Peterson shit?
And Doug won the Super Bowl in Philly, like,
for real.
Give him a fucking break, man. The only Super Bowl that fucking franchise has.
Yeah, they really have some fucking...
Ungrateful pricks, dude.
You know?
Like, really. Yeah, no, you're telling me... Get rid of, dude. I think they'd be better still with Doug Peterson.
I have to make some changes to some of my predictions. Now, that's all I'm gonna say. I may or may not have, and these are just. I don't know if I necessarily thought it was actually gonna happen, but I may or may not have had Philly winning the Super Bowl. Being my thing, so. But now that I hear that, I don't think it's gonna. That just reminds me of just ends it right with me and. They should be cursed.
If I had to guess, I'd say we all three have different Super Bowl winners.
Yeah, mine's probably going to change. Honestly, I didn't really like picking Philly. So I'll probably rework that and probably hone in a little more on those playoff games because I kind of rushed through them. But,
are we going to give our Super Bowl predictions Saturday then?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because
yes,
I'm dying to get into the playoff talk too.
Yes, sir. Everyone got the AFC South out, right?
I believe so.
Alrighty. Well, let's go ahead and move on to the, AFC West. Who wants to go first on this one?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So for anyone that doesn't know, the betting odds for Denver this year is 5.5 for wins. Too high? I have them going 6-10. I have them hitting that over.
Oh, boy.
I think they can squeeze out 6 wins.
You would know the Denver betting line. Sean Payton and Bo Nix fan.
Hey.
Are you wearing your Rex Grossman?
All you, Brady. The fuck up. You, Zach.
For the listeners
homies,
at home.
All the homies hate Sean Payton, including me.
For the listeners at home. We're here recording at Reed's down here in his little man cave, and he has some very nice decorations, including an autographed Devin Hester jersey
here. Yeah, the Minnesota Vikings plate there, okay.
Autographed picture of Matt Eberflus
Wait, what about your drink on my Minnesota coaster, bud?
Signed Brian Urlacher card on his desk. Walter Payton poster over here.
Right. Yeah, my autographed Eric Kendricks card. Yeah, okay.
all right. Anyways, the Broncos 6 and
yeah,
10.
Yeah, yeah. Broncos, Broncos 6 and 10. Kansas City crushing it at 13 and 4. What else are they going to do except just win? Las Vegas Raiders. I thought that I would have them lower, but I have them at 5 and 11. And then the Chargers somehow are 7 and 10. I kind of thought I'd have them worse as well.
Okay.
Interesting.
What's interesting about that, Brady?
The Chargers going 7-10. Maybe I'm finally going to believe in the Chargers this year. I guess I'll go next. Harbaugh is just a winner wherever he goes. I think he gets the most out of this roster. I think they win 11 games.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm thinking so, man. Dude got to 3 NFC Championship games in 4 years and a Super Bowl appearance in the 4 years coach of the Niners. Like, dude's a winner wherever he goes. I think he's just gonna get the best out of Justin Herbert, and yeah, people are gonna see a more balanced team, I think. Raiders really bad. They might be the worst team in the NFL. 2-15. Quarterback uncertainty for sure. Devontae Adams getting older. I don't think who the hell is their head coach? I'm drawing a blank.
Antonio
Pierce is really qualified to be a head coach either.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I'm not sold on him either.
He's a very good motivator. I'll give him that.
Yeah, the locker room likes him because he lets him smoke cigars.
Yeah, they smoke cigars after a regular season week 3 win. Congratulations, guys.
Right.
Like,
good job.
Yeah, no. 2-15 for that game, he gets fired.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't make it to the end of the season either.
Right.
Do you have one other team still?
I have two.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
The Broncos. I just like to say before I start, and the Broncos, fuck Sean Payton and fuck Bo Nix. Just because he's Sean Payton's hand-picked quarterback.
Yep.
I have them going 3-14.
Yes, sir.
And I think Sean Payton's out the door. I think it's just, he realizes Bo Nix isn't the guy. Like, he's like, Jesus Christ. You know, not as smart as he thinks he is, and they just have a chip. He might maybe stick around for another year after that if he doesn't get canned, but I think it's gonna be bad year. And then the Chiefs, of course, they do their thing and they win 14 games. They go 14-3, even wrapping up the one seed in the AFC.
I think that's all pretty fair. I think we're all. None of us are too far off in this division. So for the Broncos, I have them going 4-13.
Mm-hmm.
And if Sean Payton isn't out the door by the end of the season, I think he's very firmly on the hot season.
Yeah.
Just a lack of weapons, rookie bust quarterback. I need to wait for Reed to come back in here so that I can repeat that part. A bad defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then like I said, Sean Payton's job, blah, blah, blah.
So abrasive.
We can come back in here so I can say this. Bo Nix is a bust. So, I guess for the Chargers then, I got them going 5-12. I just don't think they're going to be good.
Okay.
I actually think they're going to be bad. DJ Chark, Hayden Hurst, a second-round wide receiver, and whatever Palmer is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, to me, not a very good group of weapons. Hey, by the way, Reed, Broncos rookie quarterback is a bust. Just have that in my notes, and I really wanted
you
to hear.
Oh, wow, really?
You
believe that? Oh,
when,
God,
when I said
wow.
It, I just really wanted you to hear when I said
oh,
that, and you
cool.
weren't, so I just wanted
wow.
to make sure
okay.
that I said it
yeah,
when I got
wow.
back.
Okay, Drake May's a bust, whatever.
But yeah, I think the weapons are all terrible there. Like, I don't think J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards are the answer as a running back room. I think there's a reason Baltimore was okay with letting both of them go. And there's already been rumors about Kimani Vidal maybe not even making the roster.
He made the roster.
There was talk. Well, yeah, he did, but there was
yeah,
talk that
he
was on the roster bubble. So, I'm just saying, that's not good out of a rookie pick. Like, that's not what you want to see. If he's there, it's probably not going to be great this year. And just I don't think they have anything really going for him this year, and I think Justin Herbert's going to be dealing with that injury on his planting foot. I think that's going to bug him all year. I don't think the defense is that good. And, yeah, 5-12, and I mean, that's nothing against Harbucks. Like you mm-hmm. said, the dude is a winner, and I think he does turn the Chargers around at some point. Like, but I don't think it's this year. I just think there's too many obstacles and just not enough talent on that team, personally. Okay. For the Chiefs, I have them 12-5. Starting off 1-3, actually, and then rattling off, I think it's 10 straight wins. Just kind of getting off slow against the Bengals and the Ravens early in the year. Those teams come out, you know, swinging because it's the Chiefs, and swinging for the, and the Chiefs are, you know, kind of in early season mode. Like, they know they can just turn it on anytime and do whatever. And I think that that kind of motivates them against the Falcons, and that they go get a W week three against them. But then next week, I think that is kind of where the Chargers will just kind of sneak up and be good for a game. And I think they steal a game against the Chiefs. And then I think the Chiefs say, all right, enough playing around. They get a win before the bye, and then come back from the bye. You couldn't have picked a better time to play the 49ers, Andy Reid, off a bye. So I think they get the win there. And then, honestly, the schedule's pretty easy for quite a while until they play the Texans, and I think they should cruise right through that chunk of their schedule. And like I kind of said about the Texans, I think they'll knock off some big teams. I think the Texans hand them an L there in the Broncos. And a surprise L. But yeah, they win the division there, and then with you guys on the Raiders being bad, 4-13, like you were kind of saying about everything about Antonio Pierce, aging receiver, questionable backfield, questionable quarterback play. Outside of their D-line, I don't really think they have like a good unit anywhere or a good like room on their depth chart. So
agreed.
It's just there's some people buying the hype, like, oh, their defense is going to be good this year. And I don't think that's the case at all.
Yeah. Agreed.
Brady, what did you have the Chiefs going?
14-3.
14-3. Yeah. All right. Well, we can go ahead and move forward here. We just had a draft over for the ZBR Podcast League. I drafted number 9. Where did you guys draft?
8.
3?
Yeah.
8,
yeah, right in front of you.
Brady, who'd you take with the number 3 pick?
They auto-picked me, CeeDee Lamb, because it froze on me. Unfortunately.
Yeah, that is whack. How you feeling about the rest of your team? No.
Yeah, I was in the middle of playing with my kids at the park and drafting it. I think it was okay. Shit, I'm on the wrong dynasty team. Give me 1 second to switch over. All right. Yeah, I like my receiving core. Glad I got Trey McBride. Pacheco's pretty solid running back. So I had to handcuff the Steelers running back room. Grab Zamir White. And got me rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels, so yeah, I'm liking the team.
Think it's a winner?
It all depends on whether or not Goff is, you know, gonna replicate last year, and
he should.
Very well could, and I think if Zamir White balls out like he's projected to be, possible, yeah, but I think CeeDee Lamb does his thing. I think Olave also. Devontae Smith could be hit or miss, but
that's wide receiver 3, though, right?
That is wide receiver 3.
I think that's a really
solid
spot.
I think
that's,
the Jets defense was pretty good. Nice. So look at me trash on the Jets, and then I got the Jets defense.
But
I was looking at it, like, man, they're projected to score a lot of points regardless of who they're playing, and so yeah. Yeah, they might be bad, but they might make it, like, ugly, close, bad, so, because of their defense. For fantasy purposes, I hope I'm dead-ass wrong on predictions, so.
Yeah.
If not, yeah, I could just pick a better defense. But, yeah, I like the team. It could be a winner.
What about you, Reed? Is your team a winner?
Definitely it's a winner.
Pick one against
it's a winner, and I would like to say that, what are the odds we get 2 more bench spots?
I'd probably not, honestly.
It's pretty rough. Because, once I realized in the draft how many bench spots there were.
Drop Adam Thielen. He sucks.
Well, here's the
thing. I almost poop emoji that draft.
here's the thing. Xavier Leggett's going to suck this year. He'll be solid number two. Probably get about... He's only
They have Deontay Johnson.
I know. I said wide receiver two. Thielen would be wide receiver two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying Leggett.
No, I'm saying he'd get No, Leggett's going to suck, so he's going to be wide receiver 3-4.
Okay.
I think he's going to struggle rookie year.
Two.
Huh?
Mingo 2.
Mingo 2, yeah. That's what I'm saying, 3 or 4 for him. I think Thielen could easily get 750 receiving yards, a handful, 4 or 5 touchdowns. He's just he's a bye-week fill. That's all I drafted him
for. Yeah, for sure.
And I thought about Leggett, but I was like, eh. But when I noticed the bench thing, I was like, crap. I was going to pick a defense and a kicker that had a really early bye, and now I'm going to wait because I don't really want to drop anyone for a long time.
Yeah.
Probably the best strategy with a short bench.
Yeah.
So, potentially not going to replace either of those if they have a bye, depending. We'll see how the season plays.
I would say if you want to, you could throw something out in the chat and see if they wanted to add the bench spots and if everyone's with you. We can do that.
Okay. But as far as league winning team goes, I drafted Kyler Murray, Bijan, and Devon Achain. I feel like those guys are absolutely going to carry my team. Wide receivers, Mike Evans, DK Metcalf, was pretty happy. I didn't go wide receiver first 2 rounds. I went running back, and I kind of reached as far as ADP goes for Achain. Kyle Pitts is my tight end. I'm ready to be hurt. I've never drafted Kyle Pitts before. I'm pretty excited. I think he's going to have a great year, no matter who's at QB in Atlanta.
It's your turn to feel the pain.
Yep. Then I managed to snag Javonte Williams. Hopefully he keeps his starting role and gets a good bulk of the work this year. Jordan Addison's the other flex. Kicker, coup, defense, Seahawks, bench. I'm stashing Lawrence. I stacked on Jalen Wright because I think he's...
That's smart.
Potential breakout. Who knows what happens to Mostert this year. He's 31, 32. He could get hurt. He could be down for the count. And they're also lining up HN more at receiver, too, as well. So it should open
that's
up.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so that's why I've taken HN in a couple of redraft leagues because I feel like he's going to have a pretty big role this year. And hopefully he can stay healthy. Jalen Wright, Taiji Spears, Adam Thielen, Brock Bowers.
Yeah, it was a pretty solid team.
And I'm honestly surprised Brock Bowers was there in round 10 or 11.
He was left there late. I think it's because Mayer's still there and everything is that's coming out of there is that they still like him too and they want to use both. But
I just think sure they use them both. Brock Bowers is going to be the more Swiss Army knife. They've lined him up everywhere compared to Michael. They line him up in the backfield and everywhere. He's going to be an absolute monster for fantasy, I think, by the second half of the year.
Yeah, that's a nice team. So I drafted, my quarterbacks are Dak Prescott and Tua Tagovailoa. Tua was there super late, and honestly, I was actually going to wait another round, but I was arguing with the dude at Subway, so it auto-drafted. Bro got, charged me $5 extra. I went in there with a coupon, and he was like, oh, well, I'll save you some money and order it this way. And it ended up costing money. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? But then at running back, got Kyron Williams, James Cook, Joe Mixon, David Montgomery, Rico Dowdle. Got Mixon and Montgomery in the flex. Wide receivers, A.J. Brown, T. Higgins, Calvin Ridley, Justin Tolbert, Khalil Shakir. I think Tolbert's got a really good chance to have a pretty solid year. Brandon Cook's starting the year already dealing with injuries and stuff. Plus, he's getting kind of old. I think Tolbert's got a chance to be wide receiver, too, there. I was kind of upset when Ty snagged him in the Dynasty Draft because he was going to be my next pick. And he would have been who I would have taken with that 10th rounder I would have gotten from you. I would have taken Tolbert. After I saw Ty take him, I was like, damn it. I should have just been like, all right, thanks. But then my kicker is Fairbairn, and then my defense is Jaguars. Shakir, too, I think he'll have a pretty solid year. I feel like the rest of the guys are pretty pretty self-explanatory. I guess as far as Montgomery, I don't really agree with a lot of his projections. Like, it's on here, it's like a lot of 10 points and like kind of that, like 11, 10. And I just feel like, personally, like I said earlier, we'll get into it with the NFC predictions too. I think the Lions are going to be really good. I think they're going to be up late in games, and I think that means David Montgomery time. And I think he'll still get a lot of the goal line work, probably at least half of it. And if Gibbs were to go down, Montgomery becomes an RB1 for sure. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with my team. I think it's a winner.
Yeah, it's a solid team. I like your quarterbacks a lot. I was actually considering Tua too at some point, but I think you actually sniped him from me. I think I was considering for a QB2. I'd actually have to go back and look at the order, but yeah.
Yeah, he went after Kyler because I would have taken Kyler instead.
Okay, so
I would have taken him instead of Dak.
Yeah, then I think that's what happened. But yeah, no. Dak and Tua, really solid, explosive offenses. I mean, A.J. Brown's elite, so you got that going for you, and Goddard's solid tight end.
And if Chase doesn't play, T. Higgins is going to be a wide receiver one.
So we consider Mixon. Who's he play for now, Houston?
He's going to get damn near bell cow work there in a good offense.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm really happy with my team, which is weird for me to say, because normally if I have Montgomery and Mixon, or either or on my team, I'm not happy, and I happily drafted both this year, so that is a lot, very big change for me, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go ahead and move on forward. We'll finish up with week one predictions for Hillary Duff's prime. First up. Oh, also a couple of things I just wanted to note. Did you guys see how many points some of these teams are projected for?
Oh, yeah.
It's freaking crazy. Like, 350 points. Like, that's nuts. Like, starting 20 players a week is pretty crazy, too, honestly. And you know what's even crazier is, like, I haven't really been all right with adding more IDP still, probably.
Maybe not D-line, then.
Yeah, maybe not D-line.
They're just as valuable as kickers to me, if not less valuable, personally.
I don't know. We'll see how this year goes. I guess I might not say that by the end of this year, but maybe that's just me being excited for fantasy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, our benches and teams are pretty large. I don't know how we could expand it anymore without it just being like a lot. But I'm interested. I'm interested to see how this year goes.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. And I was looking at the schedules, and I don't know if you noticed. But it's kind of like divisions, but without divisions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like week 1 through 3, me, Derek, Tate, and OG Snowbone will all play each other week 1 through 3, play the rest of the field, and then all play each other, the same three in the same order again in the last three games. And you and who do you play? You, Brady, and I think it's... Victor, or the Conquistadors, and Watson's Dirty Elf would all be in quote-unquote the division, because you guys will all play the same games against each other. And then 2-1 Cup, Baby's Welfare, New York Diversity Hires, friend of the show, Ty, another friend of the show, Dong on TDs. They're all kind of set up like that. I don't know, I thought that was kind of interesting.
So it's me, Brady, Slick Vic, and Tree J.
Yeah. And this obviously is just how it would be this year, but
yeah.
I thought it was worth considering.
Cool.
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Well, too bad Brady can't win his division. Sucks.
I thought you were tanking this year.
My divisional record's going to be nice. I'm not tanking. I mean, I'm probably going to be bad. That's more
no
like...
No point having a good divisional record if it's not count for nothing.
As long as I can be 2-0 against Brady.
Son.
I'll be 2-0 against Brady. That's all.
You and Ty both suck at this reset thing. He's got his starting looking too nice, too.
Yo.
Y'all gotta sacrifice these weeks like Brady did last year. You gotta throw in that towel.
Yeah, only if I, like, go 0-3 or 0-5 to start the year. Like, if I'm winning to start the year, then Who knows? Injuries happen. Maybe I have some starters all of a sudden.
Look, last year getting beat by me in the playoffs
for third place. All right. Yeah, hey. CD having the best game of his life after I trash talked him all year.
He just had a great year. He had one of the best.
After he complained about his targets, yeah.
Yeah, and look what happened. It worked.
My nightmare.
It worked. It worked. Feed CD. Feed CD. That's all I can say. Yeah, I thought that was cool. What would you guys think about trying divisions? Like, what did you think that would work?
I wouldn't be down for that.
Yeah.
Let's see, why not?
Would it be groups of three or four, though?
It would be three divisions of four, and then I think one team would get a bye.
Right, so, like, and then, like...
Or two teams would get a bye.
What's really cool is because you get your division winners, and then, like, two wild card teams, like, it would make it, like, realistic.
Yeah.
Like,
even very more authentic, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be interesting.
Yeah.
I thought about bringing it up to the league, but that's kind of one of those things, like... Not a lot of people like to do divisions, I guess. But I don't know, it's a dynasty league, so I think it might be kind of cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
And obviously, we wouldn't necessarily have to go with these divisions, although I think they're honestly pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just noticed that. I thought it was interesting. So first up on the docket here, got the Toronto Taint Stains, myself versus the Mahomies. I'm going me. He doesn't have either of his IDP flexes or his, I guess, either defensive lineman, because Hassan Reddick's still not playing as far as we know, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. So he's got to find two defensive linemen.
Yeah.
Which you better get on that. But even when he does, I'm still not worried about it. Probably still projected to win by about... 30, 40 points then. I think that's probably about how much I win by. It's his first game in HDP, and I really want to big bro him and do it by a lot. So, by like 50 points. So, yeah. I'm projected for 350. I don't think that's happening. I think probably closer like 320, 330, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he probably hit lands like 270, 280, somewhere in there. What do you guys got on this one?
I got you.
You.
Just
by landslide.
It's a big change from last year, week one.
Dynasty experience, and also
yes, sir.
Better roster up and down.
Yep.
But I do like his roster.
Yeah, I think he's one of the bona fide contenders of the league. So I think actually getting a win against him here to start the year, I think it would actually be a really big win to get to. Yeah, because he does have a really solid roster.
QB's a massive question mark. It could be real dangerous for him real quick.
Yes, it could. It really could get really dangerous. And I really think he's got to look at... I get if you're low on Darnold and Watson, but you got to look at the projections there with Komet, who he has in a super flex, and look at Darnold and look at Watson.
Yeah, Darnold could potentially get benched some point in the year, so there's a danger there. And then Watson, who knows how his shoulder is.
Yeah.
He's already, soreness.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, you already said, I think Watson's washed, but who knows? I mean, there are some weapons there in Cleveland. He might at least put up some fantasy numbers. It might not be pretty on the field, though. But yeah, I'm not sure what he's doing with Komet there in the Superflex. I think that's a very bold strategy.
Hopefully it's just a troll.
Maybe he's pulling a... that one dude that we used to play with where, like, he didn't set his lineup and shit, and Derek's just setting different players instead.
Hmm.
Yeah, maybe. Next up, we got Dong on TDs versus the New York Diversity Hires, a battle between guests and friends of the show.
Yep.
I'm going Dong on TDs, DOT here. Just the better team, although Ty's team, honestly, now that he's kind of got it all flexed out and... looking good there in the starting lineup. It doesn't look terrible. It looks better than I thought it would to start the year.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's not considering the reset as hard as he was once he, like, saw it all there. Because sometimes once you actually see it,
yeah,
it makes you look at your team a lot different.
No, he's got weapons.
sure. Yeah, like if Zay hits and Neighbors hits, that's
if Drake be... May, yeah, like hits, he's got.
I forgot about Drake May too. Yeah.
Still got Ben Sinat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yup.
He might not be.
I liked his tight end picks in the draft. I thought he did. I thought he addressed it very well. Colby Parkinson was a good like short term guy to see one of these young guys can do something, get them going. Yeah. I like what Ty's cooking over there.
For sure.
Yes, sir. But I still think Carson takes week one. Personally, I think his IDP is just a little bit stronger. I think up to there, you could kind of say they're fairly even.
Yeah. But. Agreed.
Yeah, I'd say Dung on TDs week one.
Yeah, I'm going to take Dung on TDs for sure.
The reigning champ, as we should.
As just we strictly should. For that reason alone.
Yeah, it is close enough that, yeah.
You know what? No, I'm going to be the guy.
All right, I love it. Oh, and we did forget we were gonna do it before we did all this. I forgot we're gonna pick those two week one games, the two that will happen before. But we'll do that before we go. Just let's not forget that. Next up, two Mannings, one cup versus AB's welfare. This one's projected to be a bit of a landslide.
Why is that?
I'm not sure, honestly. I kind of agreed with it before I looked at it, but once I went and looked, I was like,
oh,
man.
Oh, he has Freiermuth in his other
and a Superflex. Yeah, that's why.
So,
when there's empty spots.
You gotta throw Rodgers in there.
I think he will.
Yeah, he's still gotta fill out his IDP.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a little bit closer when he puts that in. Nolan's competitive, but I got AB in this matchup. I think he might.
Yeah, AB's roster's just...
very good.
Yeah, it's very good. And his IDP picks in the draft were very nice.
Yeah,
I thought he did a really good job addressing that.
He did.
He had the Shallows group going into it too. Yep. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna go AB.
Yeah. Although I think I will say I think if Zeke's gonna have some good games, I think it might be early in the year. When they're really trying to force feed him, like, hey, Zeke's back, he's our guy. And then it's gonna be like, nah, Rico Dowdle season, let's go.
Yeah.
But, because you know Jerry wants to see Zeke getting a bunch of touches.
You know, yeah, for sure.
But, we go ahead and move on. Next, we got, I think, what is the shit bowl of the week? Tate versus, or actually, Aaron My Balls Out. He changed his name. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron My Balls Out versus OG Snowbone. I'm going... Actually... I got... One of you guys can pick for me, so I just got to toss up here, honestly.
I'm looking at the matchups here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you it is 100% OG.
You're going OG for sure?
Yeah.
I'm not super high on Adams or Diggs, honestly.
He doesn't have to put in his super flex.
Oh, he doesn't have another quarterback.
Yeah.
He has one quarterback. Oh, yeah, I got OG.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take OG.
Yeah, just... Did he even invest in one of the draft, like, any QB?
Caleb Williams.
Well, besides
Caleb. Well, that's it, no.
Because he needed two.
Yeah,
I really think he should have hung on to Russ.
Yeah, or at the very least, try to take Rattler earlier.
Car
gets benched.
I've been thinking about shopping Dak Prescott a little bit, so I mean.
He'd be interested, I'm sure. He wants somebody good. He does want somebody good.
I think that's what would I even take from him.
First round pick.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't want to take picks from that team.
That would be fucking valuable.
Yeah. Do we really want Brady to have that team's first round pick? All the team aside, do we want Brady to have that pick?
Well, I'm not. That's a tape. It's not up to me.
Well, quit suggesting it, otherwise this dude's gonna.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought we were workshopping over here. I was having fun using my brain, my jam brain.
Jeez, thanks for that idea, Ray. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Thanks. I needed that one, but appreciate that. There goes my shot at a title.
I thought it was obvious. He goes, well, what would I even take from him?
I'm
like,
Burrow on the market, bro. Start the rebuild. It's over.
It would make him competitive this year. Holy shit.
Yeah, actually, it would take a QB away from you, so it would at least probably help me for this year. Because he would be stuck with Jess Daniels, which who could be really good.
It
The only shitty thing about that is they both have the same bye week. Mm. Lamar and Dana, so I'd be throwing away week 14, basically.
Yeah.
Unless
that's,
I got
that's an important week, too.
Yeah.
You don't want to be throwing away weeks late in the year.
Definitely not. Yeah. Definitely not.
You can make Justin Fields part of the trade, hoping that he gets to be starting by that time you need the bye. So you never have one QB. I'm sorry, I'm helping too.
No, that is a good idea, though. Get Justin Fields in it, because he probably will get the job at some point, if not this year, probably next year.
Yeah. Who do I play in Week 14?
Anyways, before we give Brady more ammo, we got the Conquistadors, a couple of teams here I think that are actually going to be battling for the number 6 spot to get into the playoffs for HDP this year, the Conquistadors and Watson's Dirty Elf. Running back through tight end, I'll take the Conquistadors. All of their quarterbacks on both sides kind of play tough opponents, except Tua against Jacksonville, which still has a decent defense, but I think all the other defenses that the quarterbacks are playing are better. So both have mid-IDP for the most part, outside of a couple guys. So yeah, I'm just going to go Conquistadors here. I think he gets the job done. I think Kamara has a nice week. I think Zach Moss definitely outperforms those projections. Mm-hmm. I think 12 points. And I think he's probably closer to like 17, 18. Jacoby Myers might outproduce that a little bit, that 12.4. Jets defense should be really good.
I'm leaning Watson's Dirty Elf on this one.
Okay. What were you thinking on
that? Barely, but not by much. I just think some of the matchups he's got a little more of an edge on, and I kind of his IDP is a toss up, but kind of looking at it, seeing Buckner there in the super flex, it's the wrong move there.
Who in the
flex? He's got DeForest Buckner in the super flex.
I'm going to go the Conquistadors.
Oh, the IDP flex.
Yeah, sorry, IDP flex.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's Tua and Jordan. I see. Yeah. I'm not sure what he's doing with the IDP.
He's cooking.
He's
burning the food.
Yeah, and serving it up cold, burnt and cold. No, I mean, I like his starting group. I think it's pretty solid.
Definitely.
But just the moves post-draft and during the draft were just baffling. I covered it in the little episode I did last week, a little bit talking about that, like some of these trades and Joe Milton in the fourth.
I moved so fast.
When saw that trade.
When he put Jalen Wright on the trade block.
Yeah.
Oh, I moved so fast. I said, I hope nobody else gets in on this.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't.
Insane.
Yeah, that was interesting. So, where are you going, Brady? Here?
I got the Conquistadors.
Conquistadors?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yep.
Former guest of the show.
Yep.
All right, and in the ZBR matchup of the week, we have... saving the best for last here. We got London Silly Nannies soon to be
Tijuana. It might. We might relocate to Tijuana. It's still in the works. We don't know yet. But
yeah, you know, it would be a lot more economical for the league as opposed to flying overseas.
It's more authentic, too, because it's not taken. You know what I mean? It's not inherited, I guess.
It's your own fresh name. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I love that for you. And I love the name, too. It's a good name.
Yeah,
it's a great name, actually.
I'd probably expect the relocation and the team.
Okay.
Name.
Yeah.
Just
stadium.
We got fresh merch. Yeah. Yeah. Got already jersey sales going. So, yeah, it's. It's not officially yet, but.
All right. So, I guess before we get into this matchup, real quick, Brady. You made some very significant moves this offseason.
Yeah.
Why don't you walk through a couple of those real quick and maybe just give some thought kind of how you, like last year, things didn't go your way early, and so you committed to the tank. Got, was it the number three pick on your own?
Yep.
Traded for another pick, and then traded that. I think that pick got moved around so much.
Yeah, that pick got me two starting players, and then...
Yeah.
And then another third-round pick kicked back to me for more ammunition. It was...
And I think your lineup, personally, from where at the end of the season last year, before off-season started, I think you were probably seventh in the league, somewhere in there, somewhere in the mid-tier. And I think now you're top four.
Yeah.
I definitely think your roster is better than Derek. I think he's the fifth. And then I think, the other four is you, myself, the champ, Dong on TDs, and then, of course, AB. Just congrats on an awesome offseason, dude, because you really nailed it.
I appreciate
it. You executed the plan for sure.
Also, including the end season trades once you realize your season was over.
Yeah.
Also really
and just realizing it early and committing to it.
As much, as baller as Cooper Kupp was, I was like, how long does he have left with his lingering hamstring issues? So I got a younger DK Metcalf to build around. He's always steady, solid. And then got a nice trade in the offseason with Chris Olave. And then got Jonathan Taylor in a trade with Mark Andrews for a pick. Just
had a really solid draft too.
Drafted Jaden Daniels. I like the Ricky Pearsall pick, even though he just got shot.
Honestly, the fact
just made him fucking like.
Apparently, he took the dude's gun.
Yeah.
After he got shot, and then walked to the end. I think that's probably gonna be a great pick.
I'm thinking that dude's gonna be cold blooded on the field too. Have you seen his combine fucking measurables? That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. It's,
hopefully, he stays healthy. I heard if he re-hurts that shoulder, he has to have surgery.
Yeah.
He's still really young.
Don't
so.
Rush him back for sure. It doesn't take the time. They have the weapons.
I don't think
really
they're gonna hang on to both Samuel and Ayuk for the long term. I just don't think they can afford it with Purdy's contract looming. Maybe they can if they get rid of Trent Williams.
Isn't Ricky 25? He's not young.
23, I think. I can double check.
I'm right here.
But that's okay. I mean, he's a receiver.
Oh, you got him on taxi?
I got him on IR right now.
Oh.
He's 23.
Nice. 23.
I think he was 25.
I don't know. I think he just turned 23. But yeah, explosive athlete.
Let's move into this matchup though. So, Reed, now that you're back,
probably gonna get blown out of water.
Are you gonna make Brady do this the hard way, or are you just gonna?
Yeah, this is the hard way.
You're gonna make him do this the hard way, huh?
No easy buckets.
No free chili.
No free chili, yes.
You gotta sweat it out, brother.
No, dude, I think I will, honestly, dude. I think you're still gonna be competitive, and it's projections are so wild for week one, you don't know what's gonna happen.
Also, my thing is, my team probably won't compete this year, but the next couple years, I think my team's gonna be a real problem. My team is just super young. These guys, a few of the guys I have, are going to have opportunities real soon, as soon as next year, and I'm pretty excited about it.
I think I'd take this dub, though.
More than likely.
Fairly handily, I would have to say.
Probably 45, I guess.
Yeah.
We shall see. Possibly shopping back, so we'll see if I can land anything else with my roster.
How about you do it after week one?
What? You run to have Dak?
Is he playing Dak?
Why would he not?
Why wouldn't you play Jaden Daniels?
Well,
why would he play Jaden Daniels?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, as high of Jaden Daniels as I am, I need to see him.
That's your number three draft pick, bro. You can't not play your number three draft pick.
Absolutely. When you have Lamar Jackson,
this is real football.
When you have two top five fantasy quarterback scorers, you don't need to rush in the rook.
Yeah.
He's going to be part of it for your future.
Just because Washington's rushing
him
doesn't mean
you're going to beat me, no problem. Just play him.
He's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And when I see the time, I can put him in.
Yeah.
He'll go in.
You just don't throw your rookie quarterback to wolves like that.
You wait, dude.
You're going to beat me anyways.
I'm going to unleash him, but not week one.
Yeah.
Not week one.
You're
unleash the beast, brother. I am. Oh, next season, baby.
When I see the...
Yeah, bus season. Bus next season.
You wish.
I can't... Yeah, he's gonna...
He went to a great spot.
He's gonna score my defense a lot of points against you. Yeah.
You hope.
I don't hope, I know.
You hope he doesn't carve you up.
In Seattle? In Seattle, his rookie debut?
Cold-blooded.
In Seattle?
Professional assassin.
12th man stadium? His rookie debut? I expect two picks. Probably one for a touchdown.
I expect the Seahawks to have a doo-doo going down their leg.
No.
They're going to shit on the Broncos hard.
Yeah.
Make one, dude.
I hope not.
Yeah, the Broncos are going to be such ass this year.
Yeah. 3-1.
So bad.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm glad I get to play you twice this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Why, so you can lose twice?
No, so you can get in a couple of nice wins.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to be shocked. Gonna be shocked.
You know, we'll see, Reed. You better.
Lamar Jackson gonna get concussed first game.
You better just commit to that tank, brother. You better just commit to that tank. Go secure that number one overall pick.
Yeah.
L's are like
W's. Have
you
seen that freaking receiver, by the way, that went off for like 4 touchdowns going in the draft? Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, McMillan.
Yeah. Well, he's in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Arizona's.
Dude, he might be better than any of the receivers coming out of this year, dude. Ridiculous.
Did you see the stat line, Zach?
Uh-uh.
It was like 10 for 304 and 4 TDs.
Absurd, dude. And he's like, what, 6'4"?
6'5".
Oh,
4'3", 40 probably.
He's pretty fast.
Sticky hands. Oh, my God, dude. I was just like, who? Where? How the hell did this guy just come out of nowhere? Man. And the running back class coming out this year? Oh. It's going to be fun. Never too early to talk about it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'll say this. I can't believe nobody was actually interested in Hurts outside of
that's gonna be a
Carson's one trade.
That's a huge
price
tag.
Yeah.
I would at least,
why are you shopping him anyway?
Just curious. I mean, if I'm resetting, then if something is like...
He's 25.
Dude, he's a 26 QB scorer last year. Like, what are you doing, man?
You got like 8 years of that dude.
Yeah, he's 26. That's a guy you build around for a reason.
Yeah. That's the franchise cornerstone.
If he was like 31.
Unless you're going to get another cornerstone.
The franchise
plus a player.
Is J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix. And then eventually I'll like find someone else as I go along. Or maybe an opportunity.
Also, I was looking at week 14.
But listen, if something made sense for Jalen Hurts, then I would do it. But
well,
I'm not sure.
First. First and the second. And the third. I'll give you all my picks for this year.
My god, dude.
Chill, bro.
Give him here. Give him here. I need it.
I need it.
If you really want.
Actually, I do need some more. That's a good call.
We could work something out, I'm sure.
I'm sure we could too.
If it made sense, I would do it. But if it doesn't, then I'm just. Because I'm not dying to get rid of them. But
Kirk Cousins and Parker Washington?
You're funny.
How do you put a player on the trade blog?
You go click on their name, and then it should be like a little square button, like buy it.
Okay.
Go to my team real quick. Yeah, right next to the star.
Oh, right next to the drop, too.
Okay. Yeah. Let me check the drop. Oh, they finally changed Burrow's picture back from Eminem. Interesting.
That sucks.
Thank God.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind not seeing some shady every time I open this app.
You need to know.
No, I really don't. I really don't, actually. And I'm actually good on that. So before we get out of here, let's make our two picks on the games that we'll play before we gather again. First up, we got the Ravens headed to Arrowhead to begin the year. I had the Chiefs taking an L here. Ravens coming out strong, like I said earlier. Chiefs coming out just slow to start the year. Super Bowl hangover, just not in go mode yet. Not quite kicking it into gear. And I think the Ravens will be hungry. I'm going Ravens.
I also have the Ravens.
Ravens!
Yeah.
Let's go. That's first leg of a ZBR parlay, except we can't really parlay it since... Well, I guess we might if we're all have the same.
Well, who's the betting favorite? Do you guys know?
I would imagine Kansas City and Arrowhead for sure.
Yeah, if it's in Arrowhead, probably. Yeah.
That definitely like sways the home team by like 3 points probably. So
yeah. I could also just check on ESPN real quick.
I'm looking on DraftKings.
Chiefs are 3 point favorites, yeah.
Ravens are plus 130.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so we're all on Baltimore. Green Bay at Philadelphia, Friday night football.
That's in Brazil.
Yeah, that's in Brazil.
Oh, that's the Brazil game?
Yeah, Friday night, too. We got the Friday game.
I have the Packers.
I knew it was Friday.
I also have the Packers.
Okay. I will be the different one here. I have Philly.
Okay.
Okay, good stuff. Well, I guess no ZBR parlay for now, but I'm sure the ZBR parlay will return on Saturday. We all, I'm sure, bound to pick up one here. Anything else to add, guys? Anything you want to add about your drafts or anything fantasy related? I guess we did for the draft today.
No, I don't think so. I think this was a really fun redraft that we're doing, and you know, just a little bragging, right? It's just always just be competitive in fantasy, so it's always fun to go up against you guys.
Yeah, my sixth and final draft done, so pretty pumped to be done drafting and get ready to start setting all my lineups and making fortifying my teams.
You said you're in six for leagues.
Yes. I did six last year as well, and before that I'd never done more than one, and I decided six is a pretty good number.
Yeah, I think I did six like 2 or 3 years ago. I was like, that's too many.
I would like to do I'm in five redrafts. What I would like to do is be in two dynasties and four redrafts.
I'd like to do another dynasty.
Oh,
too.
Same.
Yeah.
If we can make that happen.
Yeah. I'd like
probably
to be,
next year, maybe.
Yeah, I'd like to be in two dynasties and four redrafts just for funds, like not to pay super close attention, just free leagues.
One thing we should consider going into next offseason is when we want to do mocks, just do a best ball draft instead.
Yeah.
And then that way, the roster's there, we'll know what happens, and then we don't got to worry about setting the lineup. It's just there, it says itself.
Yeah.
I think that.
I'd be down to do a best ball week.
I've done that 1 year. And it was,
I'm just saying, like, replace our mocks with that, and then we don't even got to worry about them. It's just kind of like a draft and forget.
$20-$25 to
bragging rights for the end of the year.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Make sure to go subscribe to the show wherever you listen. Drop the like or 5-star review. Follow the show on Twitter at ZBR Sports and say what's up. You can follow Reed at @MINN_sportsfan, Brady at Brady Feldkamp, and myself at Zach Got That Dog. If you're hearing this, we did it. We made it to football season. Let's enjoy every minute of it. Let's go get these fantasy W's or L's if you're tanking. This is ZBR Sports. See you guys.
See you guys.
Peace out.
Shitbag lizard people.
Guys, bro, QB2 is Aiden O'Connell.
Bucks on Peyton.
Actually, when you add up the pick value, when you crunch numbers,
who the fuck's Jonathan?